1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Another deadly airstrike in Gaza in the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. Israeli airstrikes hitting a refugee camp packed with innocent civilians. Hamas says 52 people were killed in an already devastated area.
People have to line up in front of bakeries and points of distribution for cleaning water for up to 3 and 4 hours during this very risky environment of having bombardment happening around the clock.
Arwa Mena with the Mercy Corporation. Israel says a top Hamas commander is among the dead, one who planned the October 7th massacre in Israel that took 1,400 lives. This morning, closing arguments in the trial of disgraced cryptocurrency exchange founder Sam Bankman-Fried. He took the stand in his own defense over 4 days, claiming he made honest mistakes that cost investors billions. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is suing the Wisconsin legislature over pay raises denied to University of Wisconsin employees. A joint committee is holding up the pay raises, even though they'd been approved in the state budget by the full legislature and signed by the governor. Republican leaders called the lawsuit frivolous and said that it could hold up pay raises for other state employees. Evers wants the state Supreme Court to take up the case directly. Open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act begins tomorrow. People have until December 15th to sign up for a plan or renew their old plan in order to be covered on January 1st. Enrollment hit a record high earlier this year, and health insurance analysts expect the number to get even bigger. In Wisconsin, thousands of people who were disenrolled from Medicaid this year are expected to drive demand. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Northeast Wisconsin's first snow of the year made commuting a mess yesterday morning. Visibility was low and roads were slippery. Between reports from the Outagamie and Winnebago County Sheriff's Offices, there were almost 80 crashes, 52 in Outagamie, that deputies took calls for. The National Weather Service reports that the city of Appleton got its worst snow ever on Halloween yesterday, 4.5 inches. Oshkosh police want your help as they look for suspects who started a garage fire. Fire was started early Sunday morning in the 700 block of Mount Vernon Street. Authorities are asking people in the area with security cameras to check between the hours of 1 and 3 a.m. on October 29th for any suspicious individuals. Authorities say no one was hurt in the fire. Anyone with helpful information is being asked to contact the Oshkosh Police Department. Winter came and went, but it'll feel like fall again today with highs around 40. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Bucks are in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks take on the Raptors tonight. Tip-off time at 6 o'clock. Baseball Game 5 of the World Series is tonight at 7 o'clock. The Rangers beat the Diamondbacks last night 11-7 to take a 3-1 lead in the best-of-seven series. NFL. The Packers traded Rasul Douglas and a 5th-round pick to the Buffalo Bills yesterday, just before the trade deadline, for a 3rd-round pick in next year's draft. Douglas was a popular player on the team and led the Packers defense with 10 interceptions the past 2 seasons. The defensive back says he was surprised by the move, but excited to join the Bills, a team with a shot at the postseason. Last night, the Raiders fired their head coach, Josh McDaniels, and GM Dave Ziegler with less than 2 years with the team. At 3-5, the Raiders had just beat the Packers a couple of weeks ago, but lost to the Lions Monday night. Devontae Adams with just 1 reception in the game.
I honestly don't know what to say at this moment. I truly don't.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today with a high of 38. southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 27. High temperatures reach up to 43. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 19.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop it.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl. The snow is going to take some getting used to, though. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, man. But, you know, I heard the weather guy say daytime highs tomorrow can reach 45. And, man, 45? I'm looking forward to 45 degrees, man.
Yeah, I heard we could get close to 50 on Monday.
Really, man?
Yeah.
Really? You know, because it's 25 now. And 45 and 50 is going to seem like a heat wave.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, man. It's you know, this is just the way we have to exist when we live in the Midwest, hoping and praying for 45 degrees is the best we can do now. But anyway, I want to introduce Mr. Justin Roloff. He is with the Waukesha County Veterans Service office, and so it's great to have you on, man. How you doing?
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Earl, on such a short notice.
Well, no problem, man. We'll get you in the studio sometime. You said you've heard of me, I guess, in passing.
Yes, sir. Throughout my earlier formative years, I've listened to you on the radio from when it was 1290 to
860. Oh, man.
So I grew up listening to you, and I appreciate all that what you do for the community.
Man, your informative years. How's that sound, Calvin? Hey, man, makes me sound old, man.
No, very wise.
No, man. Listen, I'm only pulling your leg, but thank you very much, man, for accepting the invitation. How long you been in Waukesha?
So this is my second stint back in Waukesha. I was fortunate to work with the Center for Veterans Issues many years ago, and that's how I got my first footing working with veterans. And now I'm at the Waukesha County Veterans Service Office. I've been here since February, and I've been enjoying it ever since.
Are you a veteran yourself?
Yes, sir. A proud veteran. You have to excuse me for a little bit. I was a Marine from 95 to 99. I got out, did the Army National Guard for a year. They had a tri-one program. And then after that, I did the Navy Reserve after 9/11.
Wow, man. So you are, without question, a veteran. You're from a family of veterans?
Yes, sir. I'm a third-generation veteran, a third-generation social worker. My grandfather and I had uncles and other family members that served our country.
Wow, let me ask you, man. You you join the Marines, or what kind of heads? What were they called?
You know, us jar heads.
Yes, yeah. Yes, so why the Marines, man?
Well, you know, I come from a humble background. I had excellent parents and aunts and uncles who really supported me, and I saw right away, the importance. And I was kind of a knucklehead growing up, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if everybody went Army, I had to go Marines. And everybody went to school for education, I had to go get a business degree.
Yeah.
So I always had to swim up. And so I, learned the hard way.
Well, you know, man, you know, I, many years ago when I was at 1290, I wound up becoming what they call a sphere of influence. And I was honored, man, to represent Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois. And they took all of us down to Lackland Air Force Base, and man, treated us like kings. And, you know, for a solid week. And they did that because I used to have the military on my show a lot, because I thought that there were so many young people who were wayward, and even not even just wayward, who at that young age did not know what they wanted to do with their lives and needed discipline. And clearly the military, like it or not, that's what they do, right? I mean, they certainly Absolutely. Instill discipline in you.
Absolutely, and that's one of the best attributes of the military that gets overlooked, is just having that sense of direction. I always tell my friends, family, and strangers, and even individuals I come across every day, it's like everybody wants to be led, regardless of your political affiliation, regardless of how you feel, you know, your family, your coworkers, if you run in an office, everybody wants to be led. And one thing the military has taught me and others that are in the military is that it empowers you to lead and to develop other leaders.
You know, and if you're just joining us, I'm joined by Mr. Justin Roloff, and he is with the Milwaukee County Veterans Service Office. And you know, so when I got this opportunity, Waukesha County Veterans Service Office. And so we're going to talk about a veterans town hall and resource fair that's going to be coming up at Carroll College later this month. But I wanted to get back to, so when I got this opportunity to go down to Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas, I was, again, I represented five different states, and I remember them asking me how adventurous I was. I must have been, I don't know, maybe, what am I, 60? Maybe I was in my late 50s, and so they asked me if I would consider skydiving, and I'm in my late 50s, man. And I'm like joking around on the radio, and I'm saying, well, yeah, man, if most of the people in the listening audience say yes, and then say no, I'm going to do that. And man, I went down to Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. I had no idea what 15,000 feet was, right? You ever hear the Golden Knights, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got a chance to jump with the Golden Knights, man.
Wow.
That, I mean, man, to this day, knowing who those people are and knowing that I was one of only a select few of people who get to jump with the Golden Knights, you know what I mean? That was, you know, I didn't think of it at that time, but the more I think of it now, man, just how fortunate I was, I had that opportunity.
That's awesome. That is awesome. You know, having those life experiences are just, you know, priceless.
So listen, let's talk about the Town Hall Resource Fair that's going to take place at Carroll College on November 6th.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So once again, we have a resource fair slash town hall. It'll be at 4 o'clock, 4:30 rather, starting at Carroll College and at the ballroom. And what we'll be doing is having different resources there, everything from housing to employment to your benefits. We'll be partnering with other agencies, other nonprofits in the community. Center for Veterans Issues will be present. The VA will be present. And it'll be just a nice community event where we'll be able to promote, resources for veterans and their families. Our biggest focus for the remaining of the year and going into 2024 is assisting spouses and dependents of veterans. The veterans typically know their benefits, but we try to make sure we educate the public on, what benefits look like and what's the realistic expectation with benefits, and to look at each individual's claim or situation and do an assessment and say, hey, this is what we're looking at, and this is what it looks like in regards to going after your education benefits, or if you qualify, what does it take to qualify for your benefits?
You know, just it really does make one pause and think, because we think about the veterans' benefits and we don't think about the family of the veterans' benefits. And so I don't know, is there such a thing? Because after the veteran is gone, he still has a family. Does the benefit stop after the veteran is no longer around?
Well, it depends. It depends on, for number one, where the veteran served. If they saw combat, if the veteran were in a wartime theater or campaign, or if the veteran had an injury, a service-connected injury. And basically what we tell everybody is, regardless of where they're at, we encourage our veterans to come in and have this conversation of, okay, let's take a snapshot of where you were, where you're at right now, and where you're trying to go. Basically we welcome all veterans to come in. Thursdays we have walk-ins. Our address is 514 Riverview Avenue in Waukesha, right behind the courthouse and tucked right in front of the golf course. But we definitely encourage all veterans to come through and figure out like where are you at with your benefits. There's a lot of misinformation out there in regards to how do you get your benefits? What does that look like?
Let me ask you, can you hang on a second, man?
Yes, sir.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. I'm joined by Mr. Justin Roloff. He is representing the Waukesha County Veterans Service. And we are going to continue the conversation. You can join us at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Small businesses represent the lifeblood of every community. In Wisconsin, small businesses represent 99.4% of all businesses. Their importance to our economy, especially our rural livelihood, cannot be overstated. Entrepreneurs must be innovative and have a growth mindset in order to keep pace. Business owners and employees of small businesses can attend a free presentation by small business expert Fred Hochberg Huck Berg is former head of the Small Business Administration, the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and the Lillian Vernon Corporation. His presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, takes place on Wednesday, November 8th at the UW Green Bay Marinette Campus. Huck Berg will share ideas for how rural businesses can thrive in today's marketplace. Funding for the presentation comes from the Tommy G. Thompson Center for Public Leadership. For more information on Fred Hochberg's November 8th presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, and to register for this free event, visit thompsoncenter.wisc.edu. That's thompsoncenter.wisc.edu.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. My guest is Justin Roloff. He is with the Waukesha County Veterans Service Office. And let me ask you, you talked about, and I asked you earlier about, you know, benefits for spouses and children of veterans. And as you stated, you know, depending on whether or not they were in theaters of war. You know, people don't know what their benefits are. And I really do think, man, that we live at a time that veterans, with all that they've been through, we say when we see veterans, thank you for your service. But, you know, veterans really have a difficult time, many of them, because we as citizens have no concept at all of what it's like to be in a theater of war. And so they come back in many instances and they can't get access. They don't know. And many of them are proud and they don't want to seek psychological help and those kinds of things. How do you kind of nudge your loved one who's been in the theater of war to seek out that service?
Well, great question, Mr. Ingram. I think part of it is a multidisciplinary approach we take at when we have, you know, family members concerned about their veterans. We look at it from an individual's perspective and point. We try to give them prompts, certain things to ask for. For example, you know, talk about the positives of their time in service. I'm talking about the highlights of when they were in, just trying to get them engaged and having a conversation and say, hey, won't you come and talk to Justin and his staff at Waukesha County Veterans Service Office? We're an office of veterans. We have, we just recently upgraded numerous positions and added staff so we can, you know, handle the veterans properly and we could relate to the veterans' issues. So a lot of times you don't have to take the burden on. We have numerous phone calls and emails of inquiries about, hey, concerned veterans in the community. And we typically try to step up, whether it's on a federal, state, or county level, we try to get all resources together and, you know, wrap around that veteran and their family.
You know, Justin, you know, I don't know what the benefits are, but I always say to people, I don't know what they are, but they're clearly not enough. When we send young people all over the world in to fight and in countries and many places that, you know, we don't speak the language, and in many instances we're not welcome there. And then when they come back from that theater of war, we don't have enough psychiatrists or psychologists, and them being proud men and women, we just have to do more of the resource fairs and things that you're talking about to let them know that these opportunities exist.
Absolutely, and I believe it's a slow drip approach. I believe that we have to, you know, maybe my first contact or another organization's first contact, the next contact may not resonate with the veteran, but as you mentioned earlier, the center of influence, maybe that one person that they can relate to may, you know, they may catch their ear, even though they may hear it 1,000 times, but then that one person that says it, they're like, oh yeah, let me go check out my benefits. Let me go to my county service office. There's over 72 county service offices in the state of Wisconsin. So you don't have to just go to, you know, our office. If you're listening from another area, there's a lot of great service organizations out there doing great work. And I think the biggest takeaway for all the service officers are that we try to enable each veteran and their families to be their own advocate and be able to speak intelligently on what they need and what the needs are.
So let's cover again the date and time and location of the resource fair. I don't want to get us out of here without making sure people hear that.
No problem. So once again, we are hosting a town hall at Carroll College, basically where they have the dining hall facility and the upper ballroom. That'll be at 4 o'clock. There'll be door prizes. We're raffling off the various prizes. I'll keep that underneath my hat, but it'll be a lot of great prizes and good times.
So Justin, who are we? Who is we?
So once again, it's Waukesha County Veterans Service Office. We'll have, I'm looking at my list here, as well as the VA. We'll have VA social workers there present. We also will have Dwayne Honeycutt, who is the director of the Veterans Regional Office, who you'll be able to ask questions directly, and as well as the VA Regional Hospital Director, Jim McClain, will be there as well, as well as County Executive Paul Farrell.
So what time does that kick off?
Once again, it starts off at 4 o'clock, the resource table. The town hall kicks off at 6:30.
Well, let me tell you, man, I'll repeat it over the next several days to make sure that that message gets out. There's no more important a role, I think, that we can play here at Civic Media and at radio station 540 AM WAUK than to make sure that veterans who have paid the price for many of us to be able to do the things that we do without, you know, us at least doing our part to make sure that people are aware of what happens.
Well, thanks again, and I appreciate the opportunity to come and discuss anything and everything related to veterans, and look forward to talking with you and meeting you in the future.
Absolutely, man. We're going to get you in the studio where we can really have some fun.
Will do. I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Mr. Justin Roloff, and he represents the Waukesha County Veterans Service Office. We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Let your mind and your body be free.
your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's largest utility companies say they plan to end using coal as a fuel source sooner than they had expected. We Energies and the WEC Energy Group announced Tuesday they plan to stop using coal by the end of 2032. They had originally anticipated needing to use coal until 2035. They say they're moving up that date after they increased investments into renewable energy sources by over $1 billion. More teenagers are getting jobs in Wisconsin. The number of young people applying for work permits went up by 27% between 2019 and last year. That represents more than 37,000 workers. Republican lawmakers are trying to eliminate work permits. They say they're an unnecessary burden. On the other hand, fees from work permits pay for enforcing labor standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW 97.9, the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. It was no trick. Sheboygan trick-or-treaters were forced to postpone their sugar buzz until today. The town postponed trick-or-treating yesterday because of the bad weather. The city of Sheboygan says it is prioritizing safety and overall trick-or-treater well-being. Trick-or-treating will commence today from 4 to 7. Adora County Shipwreck has been named to the National Register of Historic Places. The Green Bay Press-Gazette reports that the Wisconsin Historical Society announced this week that the Boaz was added to the National Register on October 10th. The 114-foot Boaz was a schooner that transported lumber. It was built in Sheboygan in 1869 and sank November 9, 1900 in the North Bay on the Lake Michigan side of the peninsula. This is the second Door County shipwreck this year to be named to the National Register and the 28th overall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Mino and the Mayor.
Amy Herrick has an event coming up called Smart Girls Rock.
I keep seeing the term STEM. What does that stand for?
First of all, the acronym STEM actually came around, I think it was first in 2001. The concept has always been around, but actually calling it STEM is relatively new.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
2001 was just yesterday.
Why don't you just relax, Jim?
It feels like it.
How about, how about more Amy, less you?
Okay.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
The Bucks are in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks take on the Raptors tonight. Tip-off time at 6 o'clock. Baseball Game 5 of the World Series is tonight at 7 o'clock. The Rangers beat the Diamondbacks last night 11-7 to take a 3-1 lead in the best-of-seven series. NFL. The Packers traded Rasul Douglas and a 5th-round pick to the Buffalo Bills yesterday, just before the trade deadline, for a 3rd-round pick in next year's draft. Douglas was a popular player on the team and led the Packers defense with 10 interceptions the past two seasons. The defensive back says he was surprised by the move, but excited to join the Bills, a team with a shot at the postseason. Last night, the Raiders fired their head coach, Josh McDaniels, and GM Dave Ziegler with less than 2 years with the team. At 3-5, the Raiders had just beat the Packers a couple of weeks ago, but lost to the Lions Monday night. Devontae Adams with just one reception in the game.
Honestly, I don't know what to say at this moment. I truly don't.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today with a high of 38. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 27. High temperatures reach up to 43. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 19.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Okay.
Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Welcome to WRCE Richland Center, WLAK Amory, WISS Oshkosh Air Support, WGBW Green Bay, WBZH Hayward, WRJN Racine, WLCX La Crosse, 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire, and WCFW Chippewa Falls. And oh, and how can I forget WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha, and 101 FM The Shaw, and my hometown of Milwaukee. But Calvin, you know, you're a bit young, man, but I've always wanted to talk about this, man. You might know a little bit about this. Maybe. Man, am I so glad I'm a man. It's so good to be a man. You know why? Listen, man, I get up in the morning. I take a bar of soap. You know, take a shower, wash my face. And inside of 15 minutes, you know, go get a shirt, some pants, some socks, have a cup of coffee, boom. Out 20 minutes, ready to go, face the world. But women, man, I look at the dresser. I've got on my side of it cologne, right? That's it, cologne. My wife, on the other hand, man, I don't know what all that stuff is, man. Man. It's got to be tough to be a woman. Because, again, I told you 15, 20 minutes, I'm ready to go face the world. But a woman's got to put on foundation. Got to put on, you know, all the other different things that they put on and, you know, skin cream. And if I need something, I get a bottle of lotion, right? Man, they've got to rub in skin cream. They've got to put all these other things. Now, listen, I'm not complaining because it's, you know, woman is soft, man. That's what you want, right? You don't want hard Hannah. You know, it's all right for a man, you know, to be hard. You don't want that for. But what women have to go through, you know, in the society and all the different things that they have to do, sometimes we just take that for granted, men. You know, man, eyeshadow, you know, foundation for this, foundation for that. You know, as they age, they, you know, anti-aging cream, you know. We don't have to worry about any of those. And those things cost a ton of money. You know, we just take those things for granted, man, as we age. But I'm so glad, I mean, man, that I'm a man and I don't have to worry about any of those things. Let's go to John. I don't know where you're from, John. Where are you from?
From Boaz, Wisconsin. Boaz.
Where's that at?
It's in between Madison and La Crosse.
Oh, okay. You just sound like you're at the edge of, you know, the state. Yeah. But man, what's your thought, man?
Well, I think that
first, are you married?
Compliment your woman.
Are you married?
No, my wife died from cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But Earl, I'm just saying that you need to compliment her, tell her how pretty she is, and she wouldn't need half that stuff on her dresser.
No, they're going to use it anyway, whether you tell them how pretty they look or not. That's women, that's who they are. Do you think women use all those things, John, because we don't tell them that they're pretty?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but mainly she wants you to tell her she's pretty.
Hey, John, I hope my wife's not listening. Because you're putting me up against a firing squad. And you're right, man. We've got to do more of that. You sound like you've been around the block a few times.
Yeah, I've been married.
Yeah, I mean, then.
See, if you buy.
Go ahead.
Earl, if you buy the farm, you got to milk the cows.
wait a minute. Hey, Calvin, you don't understand that, do you?
I'm not so sure about that one.
But, John, it's true, right? You and I grab a bar of soap. You know, we don't care if the shirt we put on is wrinkled. You know, and so for the most part, you know, it's easy to be a man. In this world, it is difficult to be a woman because, you know, we live in a society that touts youth, right? And the beauty of being young. You know, I'm aging and not aging well, right? Okay, from the standpoint, I got bags under my eyes. You know, I used to not have that, but doesn't bother me that I have bags under my eyes. I know they have some things that you can use to get rid of the bags under your eyes, but doesn't interest me, right? I mean, you know, I'm soon to be 70 years old and I'm okay with that. So when you get to be 70, you have bags under your eyes. Now, if you're a woman, that's a different story. She's going to fight that for the most part because we live in a society that brings pressure to women and aging. Hey, John, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. I know there's some women out there, 844-967-2789. I'm trying to pay you a compliment. Maybe I'm not doing it in the right manner. Again, looking at what, men go through as opposed to what women go through, you know, guys, you've been married for a while and even if you got a girlfriend and you and I are getting ready to go somewhere or my wife and I are getting ready to go somewhere. I mean, you know, I'm ready to go in 15, 20 minutes. Sometimes 45 minutes later, our wives are still, you know, doing what they do. And we, don't get me wrong, we're appreciative of our wives looking beautiful. And it takes some time and energy for a woman. For us, no problem, man. Again, my wrinkled pants, you know, I'll pull my dress pants out of the closet and iron them as opposed to having them sent to the cleaners. But women aren't made that way. And so, you know, we just get into a situation where we take those things for granted. But look on, take my word for it, look on the dresser sometimes and look at some of those things that women have accumulated and that they use every day. They're in small bottles. They may cost $50, $60. We don't know what they are. I don't use anti-aging cream, right? I don't because, you know, and my skin doesn't have to be the smoothest anymore or wrinkle-free. But women, and we're glad they do, right? We're glad that our wives and want to look appealing to us. Let's go to Cindy from Salem. Good morning to you, Cindy. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the call. Thank you for having the courage to call, because I feel like I'm out here on an island. And I've been married 43 years.
Well, I have to put in a complaint because I'm over 60. I'm not going to tell you how far.
Well, okay.
But I'm over 60. And I have learned since I was about 14 how to make myself presentable with makeup and so forth. And
you're already presentable. That's the issue. That's the issue. The society says that the women are not presentable without those other things, but you are.
Yeah, it's how a woman feels well about
herself. Right.
It's how they reflect to others. Okay, so I have had enough experience in these 50-some years to take care of myself. And I can do my makeup and everything in about a half an hour, okay? My husband, we'll get ready to go somewhere. My husband will stand in front of that mirror, and I'll say, are we ready? You look fine. Can we go now? You know? And I mean, he's always used Noxzema on his face. I'm serious, and he has the most beautiful skin on his face. But come on now. I mean, like you said, you can wash up, put some aftershave lotion on, you know, shave. I bought him, like, aftershave moisturizer and stuff like that. But the time that he takes.
Really?
My goodness.
What did your husband do for a living? He must have been a professional guy.
Well, he was a mechanic.
So he spends more time in the mirror than you do.
When we're getting ready to go somewhere. Mm-hmm.
He's the exception, not the rule. The majority of men do not spend that kind of time getting themselves ready. They're like me, you know, not long at all, and then we're out. But I don't use. And as I said, I'll be 70 next year. I don't use anything on my skin. You know, I don't use anything. I've been thinking about getting that stuff to hide the bags under my eyes. You ever see the commercial where they rub the stuff on the eyes?
Super glue. And it pulls the wrinkles smooth.
Yeah, did you?
That's all it does.
Did you call it
super glue?
You know. It is just amazing because we live in a society and a time where appearance is always the most important thing. The truth of the matter is the appearance is the least important. It's what's inside of a person that makes that person who that person is. Because if it was always about the appearance, then we wouldn't change, right? I think you said you're looking at 60, but you know, you're certainly not looking the way you were at 18, and neither am I.
But, Earl, I don't want to get too political, but do you know, I wonder about that man that makes my pillow, if he's putting something subliminal in those.
Yeah. Well, I wish I had more time. Thank you, Cindy, for listening all the way from Salem.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Small businesses represent the lifeblood of every community. In Wisconsin, small businesses represent 99.4% of all businesses. Their importance to our economy, especially our rural livelihood, cannot be overstated. Entrepreneurs must be innovative and have a growth mindset in order to keep pace. Business owners and employees of small businesses can attend a free presentation by small business expert Fred Hochberg. Hochberg is former head of the Small Business Administration, the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and the Lillian Vernon Corporation. His presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, takes place on Wednesday, November 8th at the UW Green Bay Marinette Campus. Hochberg will share ideas for how rural businesses can thrive in today's marketplace. Funding for the presentation comes from the Tommy G. Thompson Center for Public Leadership. For more information on Fred Hochberg's November 8th presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, and to register for this free event, visit thompsoncenter.wisc.edu. That's thompsoncenter.wisc.edu.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I was just talking before we went to break about the difference between men and women, and just, and you know, sometimes you just, you know, don't realize how easy it is to be a man. A lot easier than it is to be a woman when it comes to, especially, our appearance. Let's go to my good friend Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. How are you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for bringing this up. Are you familiar with the term crone? And that's C-R-O-N-E, crone?
I've heard of crone disease.
Okay. No, this is a positive term.
Okay.
crone is a woman of age. And I don't know if it, you know, involves any certain age, but crones are, and I am a crone, and crones are women who have, you know, a few years in their experience, and let's see, crones challenge the oppression by patriarchal societies of older women as old, unbeautiful, has-beens, and useless. Look around and notice the wisdom, beauty, and power of our elder women.
You know, Mary, that's kind of what I'm talking about. Because in this society, we dismiss the wisdom of your generation and women who have all of that beauty. The real beauty is what's on the inside. The beauty on the outside fades to the degree that if we're looking for somebody to continue to look like they're 18 or 20 years old, that is never going to happen. And so there are ways that people take advantage and make money trying to preserve the physical beauty of a person when the truth of the matter is the real beauty of a person is on the inside.
Yeah, and some societies do appreciate that. Western society is, you know, yet to catch up. So just highlighting the, you know, the term crone, and I'm here to advocate.
Well,
for
so
women in society.
So Mary, you and I'm glad you understand what I'm trying to say, right?
Oh yes.
I'm not using this in a negative light. I just think that when you look at all these other things that are going on and all the costs, excuse me, that's associated with people trying to prevent the reality of what happens to a human being as time goes on. It's inevitable. We can't turn back gravity. Gravity is pulling on all of us, and it doesn't matter how much money you spend, you're never going to defeat gravity, right? And so as long as women realize that they are beautiful creatures and creatures that the Creator has made to serve the greatest purpose on this planet, and that's to nurture. Thank you very much, my friend, as always. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Rico from Rock County. Hey, Rico, you one of those people who stands in the mirror. You got more than I got on my side of the dresser. I mean, I got cologne. That's about it.
No, Earl, I'm pretty much a lot like you are, but I just had to call. Hey, I got to laugh because you started out this segment. You were so far down the manhole, and you probably didn't even know it, Earl. You said something. You know what? You said something about grabbing you a bar of soap and going to take a shower, and I had to laugh because I was informed, Earl, almost 20 years ago, that nobody uses that bar soap. Only men would use that. That's gross and disgusting. You got to buy the stuff that squirts or pumps out the bottom. You can't even be using bar soap, Earl.
Well, you know, I mean, I got some of that other stuff too. You know what I mean? You know, but I got a bar of soap, man. I use a bar of soap. You know, and I guess the complaint that was lodged with that is, you know, nobody else uses my bar of soap but me. You know, and I know going back to what people, you know, were saying, well, you know, if you use a bar of soap, you know, well, I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole. It's early in the morning, Rico. And some things are better left unsaid. But I got you. I understand thoroughly what you're saying, my friend.
All right.
Thank you, man. Well, I appreciate it, Rico, from Rock County. Listen, it is. I mean, it's true. And we women do all of that. They put in all of that effort. And it certainly enhances their beauty. But their beauty, you know, is God-given. And so, you know, those other things may enhance it. But, man, you know, I think I better leave well enough alone. We got to go to a break, 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. When we come back, we'll be joined by none other than Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and we'll get into some real stuff. Be right back.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.